What's going on, folks? Welcome into the Can We Kick It podcast. I'm your co-host Mike, along with the individual known as Chuck here. How's it going, man?
What's up, my brother?
Not much, man. Still getting over the Thanksgiving coma. Too much food, too much party, good times.
Yeah, it was a good week. A good week last week, Thanksgiving. A lot of people think a lot of people sick or coming down with the flu and other stuff, but yeah, it's good time off now. Back at it.
It's one day at a time, right? At least that's what I tell myself when I'm trying to catch up on TV.
Well, the good thing is I had a lot of opportunities to catch up on TV, watch a lot of shows, watch the F1 race. So I don't we haven't podcast since I went to Vegas with Dylan for the Vegas Grand Prix, the F1 race, which was awesome.
Nice.
Great time. Fun time was had by all. Dylan won some money, I lost money. Lots of cool activities surrounding that race. And we managed the logistics pretty good. And it was nice to get out of there on Sunday. I can only do like 2 nights in Vegas. Even we flew out Friday and then flew home Sunday. And Sunday we're just like, please, like, get us back. Our flight was delayed and all that good
Oof.
stuff. But
It's a 48-hour town. Yeah, you can't.
yeah.
You can't pack in more than 2 or 3 days. It's a nightmare. But yeah, from the pics you sent from the race, we'll have to share them on the Insta. But and then I was watching it while you guys were at the race. It looked pretty good. It's the visuals I heard from the street are not terribly great, but you guys had grandstand seats and
Yeah.
they drive right by the sphere. That's pretty awesome, man. So glad you guys got to go see that.
Yeah, we stayed in the, we were in the Heineken Grandstand, which was a great place to watch the race. We kind of saw a turn and a straightaway, so you'd see some cars slow down and speed up, and good view of the sphere, and free Heineken in our seats the whole time. So Heineken and waters. So it was a really fun time. I recommend anybody going to see it. I think we're going to line up one or two races next year, maybe
Nice.
an international one, maybe Vegas again, maybe Austin or Miami. So,
Yeah, I've been wanting to do the Austin race. Yeah, COTA. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah,
So it's
I
fun. It's good. The races are like 1 hour and 20 minutes. I mean,
Yeah, it's
it's nice.
quick.
They're quick. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
And yeah, you guys were in the Heineken stand, which makes sense why it was just bathed in green. I don't know how that was for your visuals all night, just being washed in like a neon green color. I can't imagine how that was.
it was weird because it was just like fluorescent green the entire time. And so, but it was very weird and it was very cool. But watching the race, the laps are like a minute and a half, I think, or so. And so the cars would come by. There's like 20 cars in F1. I think a couple had crashed out early. They go by and then. So everybody stands up and records and watches as they go, rear. And then everybody sits down and everybody's watching the race on the phone. And then about a minute and a half later, you stand up because you can start to hear them come around, and then they come around and then you sit down. You do that for like 50 laps. But it was really cool. It was like if you had an Amex card, they were handing out these free race radios, and so you had we were listening to the commentary and the driver radios, and so you had access to all that. So it was really cool.
That's cool. In-race commentary is cool. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a great experience. So I'm
Nice.
definitely gonna do it again. And yeah, it was a good trip.
That's cool. Yeah, that's on the list. Going to Vegas in April for the Frozen Four. It's in Vegas for the first time.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be a party. Can't wait. I'm trying not to stretch it more than 3 days because I know I'm ready to get out of the desert. Like, this is going to be horrible, but it's going to happen. So, F1 is really underrated. A lot of people don't talk about it enough. So that's cool that you guys went to it. Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it because they turn in different directions.
True. Not just taking lefts. Oh
Do you
man.
have tickets for the hockey already?
Yeah, I already bought them.
Nice.
Yeah, so 3 games, 2 semifinals in the championship, I think all in was like $300.
Oh, wow.
It's dude, it's a championship game and it's so cheap. Like,
Yeah.
what is it's about to not be. I mean, people are catching on to college hockey. It's crazy. Yeah.
You have to let me know. Maybe I'll if I can find a cheap flight out to Vegas,
Hell yeah, man.
head out there for a night or so.
Yeah,
I don't
catch a
know.
championship game.
I
Yeah.
can't do more than, well, I guess it was, yeah, they'll play semifinals and then a couple of days later play the finals.
Yeah, so it's like Thursday semis and then Saturday is the final, yeah.
Okay. All
Yeah. So
right. Yeah.
we'll hook
Maybe
that
I'll maybe yeah, maybe I come in Friday and then go to the final and then fly back about midnight on Saturday, do the
There you go.
red
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, dude,
But
it's been a lot going on. I mean, with Thanksgiving, I mean, we had Stranger Things drop, and we're not going to talk about Stranger Things today because that's a nice 4-episode drop. I'm halfway through. You've watched them all.
yeah.
But we're going to have a separate segment on Stranger Things.
Yeah,
Landman
little.
is back, which is crazy. And then it, Welcome to Derry, is just chugging along, scaring the shit out of me. I don't know about you, but
Yeah.
whew.
Yeah, scary show.
Yeah.
Stranger Things, just a hint for
Yeah.
anybody who hasn't watched it yet, be prepared to question timelines and find out that there's a musical that is canon that may connect a lot with the season five. So,
Wild. Yeah.
yeah, but more to come on Stranger Things. We'll have a dedicated episode to that.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think, we're going to talk It, we're going to talk Landman, we're going to talk Pluribus, and we're going to talk the weird ass ending of Chair Company, which you and I both liked, but we'll get there. I think, like starting with like It, Welcome to Derry, that show just gets, I mean, it's so spooky, and the way that they started off, it's like I love the opening is like, oh yeah, we're all happy, and it's like the weird like view through town like cartoons, and then
With a ribbon in my hair.
yeah, and then every episode
I
is like
walked
a
around singing that song on Monday.
Same. Jackie and I watch it, and she was like, I can't get that song out of my head. Yeah. And then every episode is just straight out of like the Book of Revelation. It's insane. Yeah. Just this week, I mean, we didn't even talk about last week, but we find out like the entity that they're chasing, which is Pennywise, we know is like kept in by these shards that were on the meteor that he fell to Earth that the Native Americans like protect. They set up like a ring around, the forest, which Derry is now built on, hilariously. And they're using Halloran to use his shining to get it out of the Native American guy, Nathaniel. And then it just, gets crazier and crazier this week where we find out that the lady that Lily like befriends, who's later in the movies, turns out like the entity Pennywise is taking the form of her dad as a clown, and she was like raised to be a clown as well. Dude, this show I like is freaky as hell because she was like luring kids down to the basement of like Juniper Hill, and it like ate the kids. Shit's insane, dude. I don't know. This it's such a great show. Every episode, I'm like, yeah, this is okay. And then by the end of it, I'm like, damn, they're so good.
Yeah, and that's generally I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta watch it. Welcome to Derry. I haven't watched it yet, and then I at the end of it, I'm like, I'm ready for the next one because
Yeah, I'm
it's
ready for
really
more.
good. It's interesting because I was talking to my nieces who are big It fans and everything. I'm like, have you all watched Welcome to Derry? And my niece is a big horror and It fan. She's like, I watched the first episode, but I really couldn't get into it, so I stopped. I'm like, well, you have to watch. I would watch it all the way through because
Yeah.
it's I've been really enjoying it. But maybe we enjoy it more if we're not big horror fans or but I mean I don't know. It seems very Stevie Kingy. Stevie.
Stevie.
That's what his friends call him,
Yeah.
Stevie Kingy.
Stevie. Yeah. We're not
So I
purists. Like, I don't watch, like, I know people who watch specifically Stephen King stuff. Like, they're really into his stuff. I'm not a purist. I don't watch a lot of his stuff, but I'm really enjoying it. So maybe we're not in that category, but it's blown me away.
Yeah, I mean, I think I grew up, with Misery and Shawshank and It and Pet Sematary. And my dad used to read all the books when I was young. So,
Yeah.
I don't, it just, I don't know. It's kind of, I don't know. I like it, and I like all the Stephen King stuff, Shining, all that good stuff. So, but yeah, it's a good, I mean, I think nowadays there's so much, the horror is a little different.
Yeah.
And so,
I think like horror got like really popular. I mean, there's a lot of The Exorcist and paranormal stuff, and then they're like, let's go back to the top shelf stuff. And they just pulled some Stephen King stuff out of mothballs. I think it's great. Yeah. It's
yeah.
different. It's different in the type of horror that it is. It's really well done and not cheesy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's not cheesy. Landman.
Landman, super serious, very true to life, Texas patch living, right?
Yeah.
So I had a conversation with somebody this week that didn't know if they're going to watch past the first episode of the second season, who really loved the first season of Landman for and some valid reasons of the monthly cycle temper tantrum at the dinner table and the daughter's admissions
Into TCU, yeah.
in the TCU and kind of being very anti-women and stuff like that. And I started thinking about it as like, those are valid reasons, but this, I mean, this is Texas.
It
I
kind of,
mean,
yeah,
I
especially
see,
the Dallas area, yeah.
Fort Worth, I mean, I could imagine that someone had this exact conversation in an admissions at TCU, because TCU, like TCU and SMU, like kind of Christian, very rich, uppity schools in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And definitely could see that happening or something very similar. And so just if you haven't, don't know what I'm talking about, the daughter Ainsley basically is a preferred walk-on to the cheerleading squad, and she chooses TCU. Her boyfriend, she dumps her boyfriend because they didn't get into, he goes to junior college and she
Yeah.
wants to date a quarterback, and TCU's cheerleading squad doesn't have rules against dating football team members. So all very plausible in Texas. So, but this show is bonkers, and now it has Sam Elliott in it, and we're
Yeah.
three episodes in. The last episode three, was just insane. You had
So good.
like the coolest hunting truck I've ever seen hunting out in the patch, and there's a gas leak at, or gas, or
Yeah, hydrogen sulfide. Yeah, it's a gas leak.
yeah,
Yeah.
at one of the wells. And I don't think it's Emtek's well. It's something they're looking to buy, maybe, I think is what happened. But there's a bunch of dead people and dead animals all around there from the leak.
Yeah.
And Tommy's crew almost dies. But I think the crux, the 1 minute synopsis is Cooper, Tommy's son, now owns a bunch of wells, and he's in business with the cartel leader, Andy Garcia. And now Tommy, Billy Bob Thornton's character, is now roped into this. And the end of the last episode is basically Demi Moore and Tommy and the wife, and they're all having dinner at the Cattlemen's Club, and with dinner and drinks with the cartel. And it's as much Tommy's trying to get away from it, now he's in bed with it. So it'll see, interesting to see where it goes. But this show is bonkers. It's batting like, it's like batting 750 for the year through like 6 months of the season for
Yeah.
baseball terms.
Yeah.
It's Erling Haaland has like triple the Premier League goals with anybody else. It's
Yeah.
just batshit crazy. And it's one of those shows, and kind of like we were talking about this, you and I at the office, about Chair Company, was talking about, it's kind of one of these shows where you don't watch it to figure stuff out. You're there for the ride
Pure
because
entertainment.
you're on a roller coaster. So you just have to sit back, suspend reality and thought processing and just enjoy the fuck out of it, because it's pretty amazing.
It's insane. I mean,
Yeah.
the whole time Tommy is trying to stay away from Andy Garcia and the cartel, and his son gets involved, and then he runs into him at the Cattlemen's Club while they're looking for the banker, because Imtex has like no money, and
Yeah.
then like they're already like going at it, and Jackie looked over to me and she was like, and Angela, Tommy's like ex-wife now, soon to be wife, is not even in the scene yet, which means it's just gonna like throw more gasoline on it, because he like hit Jim Meskimen like over the head with a beer bottle, which by the way was the most hilarious $10 million advertisement I've ever seen, was when he said, give me the premium of Michelob Ultra. He breathed
Yeah,
it out and
yeah.
he said, what the hell is that? Oh, it's Miller Lite. Oh, that's pretty good. That's the greatest $10 million ad I've ever seen.
It's insane. Like, I'm like, okay, they're gonna bring out a,
Heineken or something. Yeah.
Stella Artois,
Yeah.
a Guinness, or even like a craft brewery, some Fort Worth brewery, and they bring out a fucking Miller Lite. That's like at this upscale thing, it's kind of like it, I mean, it's just, you can't take. So real quick sidebar
Yeah.
to when we're at F1 on Sunday, we went to this F1 arcade in Vegas, and while we're waiting to do the simulators, there's this really fancy bar and fancy cocktail list, and I'm like, oh, I'll have a cocktail, and I got this really fancy cocktail, and Dylan's like, do you have Coors Light? And they had it in bottle, so like I was so surprised. But you can't, Tommy's not gonna sit there and have a fancy drink, so
No, I was waiting for him to bring out some like peach flavored like craft beer and him go, what the hell is this shit? And like throw it away. But
yeah.
when he looked at it and it was like, oh, Miller Lite, and then he tasted it and it was just like dead on him. And he was like, that's pretty good. I was like, wow, they really paid $10 million for 3 seconds of ad space. Kudos.
That's great.
It was amazing. And then yeah. And then he hits Jim Meskimen over the head, who, by the way, is Martin Housley from Parks and Rec, who is the host of the Miss Pawnee pageant episode. Guy's hilarious. But yeah, so then they get tangled up with the cartel guy and wind up like having drinks and getting just blitzed. And then Cammy, John Hamm's widow, is like cherish all this stuff. And then the show ends with her like crying her eyes out at her house at the end of the episode. And the music is incredible. Dude, it was a home run.
Yeah.
It was a grand
Yeah.
slam. The episode was amazing. I texted you about it. Yeah.
It was a perfect episode of TV. It was very, very, very good.
Incredible.
And
Yeah.
it's just a fun show to watch.
I can't wait for Cooper to start a fight because his Senorita is now working as a bartender at the Patch Cafe, which you could be a millionaire with him. I can't wait for that fist fight.
Know that's coming. He's
Yeah.
gonna go in the next couple episodes, he's gonna go into the patch and he's gonna see her in there. And some guy's gonna be flirting with her at the bar, and he's either gonna go up and start shit or try to protect her or whatever, and some like real man is gonna punch him, or she may punch him, or
And
some
then
shit's
Tommy walks in
happening.
and they're like, oh shit, it's Tommy Norris's son. We better. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's gonna be just, it's
Oh
gonna be.
shit, he's holding a bottle.
Yeah. He's like, oh shit, this is Miller Lite. I can't throw this at this guy. Yeah. Yeah, it's such a great show. Suspend belief. It's really dramatic. Love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then now we got a going away from wild and crazy to very thought-provoking. How you feeling about Pluribus? So we've seen the first five episodes. The last episode, I thought was really good. I paid attention to it probably more than I have any episode of TV in a while, which was super nice. But
It's
give
such
me your
a
thoughts.
thought-provoking show. I mean, I don't know that we talked about last week's episode where they give her the hand grenade and she like pulls the pin and it actually goes off and they have to put her caretaker in the hospital, and then Carol decides to like truth serum her to try to find out if there is a cure for the hive mind. But the show goes in directions that I didn't expect. Like, they decided that Carol was, I guess, too dangerous. They're not mad at her, but they need
We're not
space.
mad at you.
Yeah.
We
So
just need our
everybody leaves
space.
Albuquerque, and it's just her. Like, you see this mass exodus of people. This show is so original. I mean, the concept isn't original in the fact that it's but it like body harvesters or, it's puppet masters and stuff like
Yeah.
that. But it's original in that, like, it's modern day, and what would a person do? I did see a funny clip where it was a guy saying, "All right, so it's the first day of Pluribus. What do you do?" And he just starts like naming off all these like attractive women, and it's hilarious. But
Yeah, and this episode is called Got Milk, and basically episode 5, and Carol, everybody's left Albuquerque. She's now having to do stuff on her own. She's now,
trash.
calling them and leaving messages for them to deliver stuff. And so they pick up her trash via drone.
He's
They
too
drop
dangerous. Yeah.
the yeah, and so I mean they're. It's interesting. It's very passive aggressive. Like we're still gonna take care of you, and we're not mad at you, but we're mad at you, or
Yeah.
we're and the funny part in there is the drone taking away the trash, and it gets wrapped around the telephone pole, and Carol's now really deep. And it kind of, you can tie it in with the chair company a little bit. She's really digging into, and she's leaving video. She thinks she knows that they know there's a way to turn people back to normal. And so now she's dedicating her time to do that. And, seeing through trash that they're drinking a lot of milk, and she's tracking down the milk company, and she's finding it's not really milk, it's like some
It's
sugar
something.
water or something.
Yeah.
It's
We don't
something,
know yet. Yeah.
yeah. And so the end reveals, like, she takes a bag of dog food, I think, to the store, tries to scan it, nothing scans, tracks down, or no, there's not, it's not a dog food bag,
It's
it
Whole
doesn't
Foods.
have a,
Yeah.
yeah, and then it matches up to a dog food bag. And then she finds where it's produced and goes to the warehouse, and the episode ends with her like being so in shock of something she finds. So
Yeah.
we don't know. We'll find out Friday, but
I have to suspend my knowledge of barcodes and everything because I'm like, you're gonna go to a random store and scan it. It's not gonna say barcode.
yeah.
I was like, okay, I have to forget, like, some people don't know that. Like, yeah.
Yeah, if it's yeah, and that's my first thought is like if it's not scanned in,
It's not
to
in
the
the database.
store, it's
It ain't
not going to
pulling
be
up.
in there. It's
Yeah.
not just like a global
No. Yeah.
database.
It's not like Whole Foods is selling whole bags of unmarked product with just a barcode on it. Like, yeah, I yeah, anyway. Yeah, the fact that they leave her alone, one, too dangerous, two, she's asking too many questions. So they are like relatively capable of having like the thought that she is dangerous, not only in a physical sense, but in a, in a long-term sense that she could screw all this up, so we're gonna have to leave her to herself. Just like the guy in the storage facility who is choosing to lock himself away and try to find something with that radio signal. They're I think they're both trying to, come to the same conclusion, just in their own way. And now Carol's left on her own. It's gonna, they're trying to do everything to leave her, to rot, basically, without coming up with a cure. So.
So I think it's very kind of it's a very kind of slower developing show, but I think Vince Gilligan has a target for 4 seasons, I read. So I mean it makes sense, and this is a show where you can try to figure out what's happening, and I don't know if it's going to be one like where you don't know what it is. I've been reading people thinking like, okay, it's an alien virus that was sent ahead preparing for an alien invasion and getting everybody, to welcome,
Servant capable, yeah.
or is it just a virus, or will we know, leftovers, you never find out what caused it, and
Which, talk about a great way to conquer somebody is to give them the genetic code for a virus, and then they produce it on themselves, and then it turns them into passively. That's an amazing concept.
No, it's really, that's what's really interesting is to think about it, like just the mechanism, of how it came, and then how the government researched it, and how it kind of, and who are the people, kind of like we're figuring out a silo, like who are the people behind the starting of the silos, right? But who is behind, who, because we find out that they put it in the planes for the, the first episode, as you see the chemtrails that are releasing it. So, right, who is, making these decisions? How high in the government is it going? Or, so it'll be fun as we uncover this. Right now, it's more of a story of one lady's journey to trying to figure out what's going on and resist turning into a, as I call them, happiness zombies. But
Cheerbots.
it's a fun, I'd say it's a fun show, Cheerbots. It's, it's very an intentional show that you have to spend time with, so you're not going to get the ups and down thrills of this Landman, but
No, it's a thought-provoking show. It's a show that keeps you coming back week to week. I mean, Landman has the drama, it has the scare factor. Pluribus is the thought provoker. It's just, I find myself like those other two shows being like, all right, it's Pluribus time and I'm firing it up. I'm ready to go. And I never know what's going to happen. Like, that was actually the mayor in like two episodes ago, like that was sweeping her driveway. She was like, holy shit, you're the mayor of Albuquerque. That's actually the mayor of Albuquerque in real life. Like, he's a big, obviously, Vince Gilligan fan. Gilligan's done a huge, like, favorite of Albuquerque, putting it on the map. Doing a lot of TV shows there. So it's pretty funny how that worked out. But I don't know. We talked about this in the office. What do you think is in the sugar water concoction that's in the milk jugs that they're drinking? She pulls the plastic back and it's what?
I don't know. I mean, Soylent Green, it's ground up people.
Right?
No.
Like, yeah, it's like my first thought was like, okay, could it be the dead people? Like, people were picking up all the bodies and taking them somewhere, but you would think it'd be a bigger warehouse full of dead people, but I don't know. I have no idea what it could be. Just nutrients. You know, they're not eating, you know, they don't kill animals, right? So they, you know, cows and stuff, so they have to have nutrients some way, so maybe that's it, but yeah.
It's a bunch of tofu, and Carol's like
It's
allergic to it or
Oh,
something, right? It's soy protein.
That's
It's
why
like, no.
she's like
She's
soy
like,
allergic. Yeah.
it, these vegan hipster aliens.
Yeah. That's funny.
I can't wait till Friday to see what the reveal is, if we'll see it. So
It's four
hopefully it's
more
not one of
episodes.
these. Hopefully it's not one of these, like a lot of times when you have these kind of big things like this, and then it goes into like a flashback episode, so you have to wait like another week.
Yeah, we don't need a siloed episode of like somebody else. But yeah, we got four episodes left. It's nine episode season. We're on episode five, or we finished episode five. So we got four left. We got a ways to go. It's gonna be good.
Speaking of good and a ways to go, Chair Company.
Dude, good. I'm starting to question reality.
This may be one of the most unhinged things that I've ever watched in a good way as well. But
Yes.
if for those don't know Tim Robinson too well, and because I think a lot of people started watching the show without knowing, Tim Robinson, but Detroiters, I Think You Should Leave,
SNL.
SNL, great Round Ball Rock, the
Oh my
John
God,
Tesh
yeah. The
skit, and
Tesh
so,
brothers, yeah.
that's but very quirky, irreverent. This show is like a 8 episode sketch of just randomness and thrown together as a show. And every time you think you've unraveled the mystery, it's rug pulled on you, and something else is now what he's chasing, or is pulling him in a different direction. And it was just so funny. Like, it just, we talk about the ending a little bit. We're gonna have to rush through some of this, but just the, like, in the finale, like, Mike, the guy who's been like helping investigate this, and the guy in the first episode that hit him with a pipe and was telling him to stay away from the chair. The whole thing with, like, what he said was his daughter, but it was really, he donated an organ to the
He got
to this
somebody's
lady's.
heart.
Oh, he got, yeah, he got
That was
this
like the
wife and
sick.
daughter's heart,
Yeah, it was her dad.
and then her dad's heart, and then, like, nobody wants to see it, you know, and then you find out that, like, you know, they accepted him in, and then he was trying to, like, bang the mom, and then
The
also then the
daughter.
daughter, like, he's like, I'm not really your father. It's like, it's just, I mean, who thinks of these things? It's just like the insanity of the entire show is.
And then the whole thing with like the dog, like he brings baby home, the dog, who turns out not to be his or was his, and then it turns out some guy took it. I don't remember exactly
And
how it went down, but then like the dog eats the chocolate Santa
yeah,
that Mike brought
and
over, and he ate like the whole head, so he's like, come on, let's go sweat this out. And just
then, yeah, then he gets knocked out in the woods, and then he ends up at the, you know, part of me is like, do you think, like, what happened in the season and towards the end was not real? Was it like he's dreaming after being knocked out in the woods? Is he's had like two or three hits over the head in this season. Is this a story about a guy who's been concussed so many times that he just doesn't know what reality is? He's like brain damaged?
it's a
Or,
CTE episode, like,
yeah, it's, I read a theory that somebody is saying, like, anything, everything that happened after he fell, the chair broke, is like been a dream. And like, I don't think, I mean, I could buy that happening, with everything that's going on. Could it be like he's in an insane asylum and this is like all in his imagination? Like, he went crazy after the G company, or he got a concussion when that, you know, they had that accident in the Jeep company thing with the investor. But on the other hand, it's like, I've seen all Tim Robbins and stuff, and it's just fucking batshit insane. It doesn't, there's no, like, is this a dream kind of thing? It's just like, just the thought process that he lives with is,
The
it
things
kind
that
of.
he sees and then is able to turn them into being funny, like, I think he should leave, where he's like a dating contestant on The Bachelorette and he's like too obsessed with a zip line. Like, who thinks of this shit?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
what? But he's the ultimate genius of, like, especially in this show, like, of like people like have a hard time of like forgetting like things that they like, oh shit, I said the wrong thing and now I'm in it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like somebody pulled my pants down in third grade and embarrassed me and I can't let it go. Like, he's
Yeah.
master of using that as like comedy. And that's like
Yeah.
everything about this season is him like screwing up and like kicking himself and then meeting weird people, which life is full of. And then ultimately you think like this is a big conspiracy, but in reality, like, we don't know how much of it is. Like, he may have stumbled on a part of a conspiracy,
Yeah.
but then it turns out it was like his high school friend's like boyfriend who
Yeah.
fucking weird.
Yeah. One of the creepiest faces at the end. And just, I mean,
And
just
like,
the
what
randomness
he brings
that.
this obscure, like the guy with the dent in the head, like he
Yeah.
brings like this weird cinema of the unsettling to his comedy.
Yeah.
And it's
That's a
just
great
like,
way to
oh my
put it.
God, that's fucking weird, but it's funny at the same time. He's like that.
It, and just randomness through, like, I'll give two examples with the kids. You know, the daughter is helping him and seemingly, like, you know, indulging his investigation. And she's over at the house and she's upset. It's like, her fiance, she got Tara, I forget her name, starts
Tara.
with a T maybe, Tara, is upset because she told him about the Wendy's Carver, right? Like, and this whole concept they made up about Wendy's having a restaurant called Carver's,
Like an
and it's like an
Arby's that's
upscale,
Wendy's,
like,
like.
yeah. And it's just, it's so fantastic. And then the son, you see him struggle with various things throughout the season, and he does, he says, he doesn't want to play basketball. He wants to go to RISD. And do like stop motion animation. Like it's just like just stuff out of left field, right? And you can see this like actually happening,
Like there
but
are
there's
people who
something
do.
you would never think about.
No, there are people who do photograph like food for companies and like Wendy's Carver's and like the almond hamburger bun burger. Like there's all that weird shit out there. And there are people who do like play basketball who like want to be artists, but because like their family pushes them into sports. It's hilarious shit that's real that they push.
And it's just, I mean, I've had conversations with both my kids about that, of them, not wanting to do a certain sport or not, wanting to do this. And, you do, it is like when he went and looked RISD and looked at the price of the college. And, I mean, those are, I mean, that's like a real life. He takes these things that seem absurd until you analyze them and it becomes like, oh, this is very real life, but maybe that's the absurdity of it, is that it is real life and it is a like a mirror of what, like how we live, and we can't let things go. We get fixated on certain things and take certain paths, and we have certain plans that keep getting disrupted. And it is very, just like, as soon as he thinks this one thing, something else happens, or like, oh, like I'm gonna go along with my wife, and then he finds out that, she wasn't saying nice things about his investigation. She was saying like he's like insane. And it's just, it's he has such a reverent way of telling a story, and I can't wait for more seasons to come, to
Season
be
two
honest.
has been
So
greenlit. I think even like last week's like the penultimate where he's at the dinner party and he's like, I'm gonna let it go because it could screw over my wife's company. And he's like dancing with her but looking at himself in the mirror, just like crying. Just weirdest, like, oh my God. Tim Robinson is so unique and original. He's so funny.
Yeah, I think, I mean, like, where do you think it goes in season two?
I don't know, considering that the plastic face person at the end of it was saying that the woman that he accidentally upskirt like is, has the capability of moving stuff with her mind. Started to think everybody else is crazy in this world except Tim Robinson. Like,
That could be that we think he's the crazy one, but everybody else is insane.
like his boss wants to be a musician, which he like also like sang the Red Ball Company like theme song. Like I could
And
see
the
that.
whole, the
Blue
character
Diamond
Stacy
Phillips.
whatever is like,
Oh,
he
the karaoke scene
basically
was incredible.
cons like adults into thinking they could be singing stars. And then the beginning of the beginning of that, the finale, like a kid walks in and shoots this guy in a bar,
Forgot he had a 3D printed gun.
with the fucking ghost gun. Like, it was insane. Like, I'm
I
like,
was
are we watching
watching
a
it and I
different
was like,
show?
am I have the right show on? What the fuck is this? And then the kid shot Sandy, whatever his name was. It
And
was incredible. Oh my God. This show is just so random.
and then you see like the connection to it, and then like Jeff gets a call, is like, oh my God, Stacy was shot, or like what, like wait, like Jeff, and then the whole connection, and then it just keeps going like with random connections everywhere. And
I hope next season Lou Diamond Phillips was like quit the company or given it over to Ron, and he's now become he's like trying to become a like a worldwide singer. Like that would be amazing.
yeah, well, I think Ron is done, right? Or they pulled him off the project. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Oh, and the other, The intricacy of the storytelling and the different, the detail in scenes. And we talk about when the lady upskirted's boyfriend, when he confronts him in the high school, he's like, my school, like other people went here too. And then she's like, he's like, look at these. And it's like her underwear. And he's like, hold them above your head so you can tell what they are like. And he looks up and it's like, oh my, like who thinks of this?
I did like that. He was
Like,
like, you know where you are? He's like, yeah, we're at my high school. And he's like, yeah, you
yeah.
go to school here. And he's like, so did a bunch of other people. Like,
Yeah. It's just,
his phrasing is so amazing.
completely irrelevant to
Yeah.
like the conversation they're having,
Yeah.
but
I
it's,
think he took a script class or something about, like, instead of whittling your script down to the bare necessity, he's like, how do I create this to be the biggest, like, blowout of the most irrelevant shit ever. I think he's the exact opposite of script writing. He's so funny. Yeah.
He's like,
With that
yeah,
and the
where,
t-shirt, like the shirt store where the guy's like, I wanted long sleeve, so I returned the short sleeve and then I got it back. And it had the same toothpaste stain on the back. Like, who thinks of this shit?
that whole story, the guy takes back a short sleeve shirt, they didn't make it in long sleeve, then he goes back later and they have it in long sleeve, but they just sewed sleeves on and then patches over the stains that he had, and he figures it out at some point of owning the shirt, and it's like, I didn't need this story, but I'm thankful that I got to watch it. Like
He
it
had to
had
introduce the
zero.
guy earlier in the show by like stretching the shirt out with a basketball in
Yes.
order to have that joke at the end, which is hilarious to think that that store just has extra fabric of that same shirt lying around to make fucking sleeves. Incredible, incredible joke telling.
And there's, I think, there's like in, I think you should leave. There's a scene like where Tim Robbins, there's a skit where I think it's Dan flashes like a shirt thing, and he always, he's like so obsessed with this like shirt company, like Dan flashes, like he's just, it's
Oh, it's the same thing in the friendship movie with Paul Rudd. He's obsessed with like this shirt company based out of like Rhode Island. And he's like, yeah, I basically bought the whole catalog. He's weird like that. It's so great.
brilliant.
Yeah, it's like Fog Harbor or something like that. It's so funny. Yeah. But yeah, Tim Robinson is severely underrated. SNL really screwed up not keeping him longer. I don't know what they did, but
Yeah,
he's a little
crazy.
bit of Mad TV plus SNL. He's a little bit in between. It's really weird. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's very, hard to put some of these people in a category, when you talk about Nathan Fielder and you talk
Yeah.
about Tim Robinson and a few others like that. It's just, it's an atypical brand of comedy, so it's hard to define what exactly it is, but it's brilliant.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. I don't anything else on the chair company? We're at the end of the
No.
season. I'm looking forward to season two.
Yeah, same. We'll see you in 2027.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, 2 years from now. Yeah. No, man, that was great. Just great shows. Pluribus, the chair company, it Welcome to Derry, and Landman is back. Yeah, as we said earlier, we'll be talking Stranger Things as a standalone episode, predominantly talking about Stranger Things and catching up on that. There's a lot to catch up on. But yeah, tune in next week. We'll be talking about that. We'll probably drop a second episode just to catch up on Stranger Things. Check out the podcast platforms, check out the website, check out the Insta, as usual. And then, yeah, shoot us any ideas of any shows that we may be missing. We got a ton of shows on our list, but we might have missed one here or there. So yeah, send us that. And as Cousin likes to say, or the individual known as Cousin.
Peace.